Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 1-5, Intermission, The Lone Ranger. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the ninth month, on the first day of the ninth month.
The Lone Ranger.
Are you still there?
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
This is a story of one of the most mysterious characters to appear in the early days of the West. He was a fabulous individual, a man whose presence brought fear to the lawless and hope to those who wanted to make this frontier land their home. He was known as the Lone Ranger.
But we are not Lone Rangers trying to accomplish the purpose of God.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Why, you Kimosabe. That's right, Kimosabe. You trusty scout.
Trusty scout?
Yes, Ranger.
It means trusty scout.
That's right. Me, Tonto. Now, me take care of you.
We didn't have a chance, Tonto. It was a perfect ambush and double cross. No one is going to know I'm alive. I'm supposed to be dead, and I'm going to stay that way. I'll hide my identity somehow. I'll wear a disguise of some sort.
You mean like mask?
That's it, Tonto. From now on, I'll wear a mask. Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
What's that?
Dig another grave. Out there.
Who that's for?
That'll be my grave.
There. Just like others.
That's good. Only you, Tonto, know I'm alive. To the world, I'll be buried here, beside my brother and my friends. Forever.
You all alone now. Last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tonto. I am a Lone Ranger.
Dear Dan, rest is now what I need as I inquire of the Lord to see what to write next. A few letters ago, the Lord alerted me to a piece of software that writers use called Scrivener. It is Mac only right now. I am using it to write the drafts of these letters. It is way cool. I have Mac machines, one of which has VMware Fusion and Win XP on it. My most recent acquisition is a MacBook Air. The last model with Snow Leopard on it. It's got to be the best all-purpose laptop around. Macs are most reliable. I have almost become a Mac fanboy. I won't go any further than almost, because to me, that would be right at the door of idolatry. I stay as far away from those doors as I possibly can. The Lord alerts me when I stray too close. I can, however, be grateful for Steve Jobs, Apple, and their products. Wouldn't becoming a fanboy of anything start down the road of idolatry and consorting with a familiar spirit? Earlier, I mentioned that the Lord might use these letters as part of His testimony. Please know that you are free to share any letters except the prologue, because that identifies me personally. Not for my sake, but for those I know that are part of our story that may not want to be made public. I have been trying to figure out how to honor individuals while writing without divulging their identities. The Lord is directing this, and we will soon have a solution. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here is why the first few episodes of The Lone Ranger became important to me. Over the years, when I used to attend Sunday services, and also while listening to radio preachers, I would hear them say from time to time, "There are no Lone Rangers in the church." "Okay, you're the preacher, so you must know," was my default attitude. But there was a still small voice that indicated, "Not so fast there." In about late 2006, M and I would visit my dad. There was a new shopping mall that had been built just around the corner from where he lived, and there was a Target store there. During one of our visits to Dad, we stopped at Target to get some things. Right at the front was where the dollar rack was, so I liked to look for cheap DVDs there. It was there that I saw the Lone Ranger disc with Episode 1 on it. "Wow," I thought, "now I can see how the Lone Ranger actually started." And sure enough, there was the beginning and facts of how the Lone Ranger became just that. That was the disc the Lord had me send to you after I was through with it. You have the story, so I won't get into details, but I found it interesting that pastors would use the Lone Ranger analogy in a negative sense without knowing the whole story, and that the hearers would be deceived by not having all the truth about the subject. There are Lone Rangers in the church. These are they who are faithful unto death, yet still live to fight and win. Just as it is written, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Blessings.
Far from civilization, in a desolate canyon of the Southwest, are the graves of a patrol of Texas Rangers, victims of an ambush laid by the infamous Cavendish Gang. One grave, however, differs strangely from the other five, for it contains no corpse. Now on the canyon walls, a desperate battle is being fought. Vince Collins, a member of the Cavendish Gang, fights two determined men whom he has just tried to betray. One is a masked man, a Lone Ranger, who built the empty grave to conceal the fact that he still lives.